Hi, this is Richard Bolger. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the scenario where one person in a married couple wants to file bankruptcy, needs to file bankruptcy, and what would be the effect of that filing on the person, the spouse, who is not filing. But before I do, I have to give my usual disclaimer, which is that federal law governs bankruptcy cases. It is a federal statute, and it is the same law in all states. However, each state has different schemes for protecting debtors' property, and my podcasts are general in nature, and for how any specific situation would apply to your facts, please consult an expert attorney. Finally, my firm is a debt relief agency. We help people file for relief under the bankruptcy code. So I do get a call now and then from a person who says, I'm married, I want to file a bankruptcy case, but my spouse doesn't want to. It's very, it's more common among people who are just getting married and have come into the marriage with, say one of them comes in with a lot of baggage, a lot of debt, and they don't want to start their new married life saddling their new spouse with their old debt. That's one common scenario. Another one is people are married for a long time. One of the two people tends to have all the credit in their name to pay all the things the family needs, and at the end of 20, 30 years, maybe less, the one person needs to file bankruptcy, but not both of them. So when I answer the question, how if it will affect my spouse, how would that work? You look at a bankruptcy case you look at two primary factors in a bankruptcy case. You look at the debt side of the debtor's filing, and you look at the asset side. So on the debt side, if the debtor and the non-filing spouse have a joint debt, then once the debtor receives a discharge, the non-filing spouse will remain liable on that debt. So that spouse will be in the same situation they were before the case started. They're going to still owe the money. The spouse who filed will receive, upon receiving a discharge, will not owe the money. So really, there's no difference there. The way that I guess this doesn't really fall under the debt side. This falls under the information sharing that is required of a debtor. So when a person files a bankruptcy case, they have to file a bunch of, they have to disclose a bunch of information about their income and expenses. And those are the household income and expenses. So the non-filing spouse will be involved in the bankruptcy case to the extent that they're required to provide information to the filing spouse. Information such as their monthly income and expenses. So typically the expenses will be one large household expense sheet. And on the income side, the debtor will provide their income information, and the debtor's non-filing spouse will have to provide theirs as well. So sometimes there's a spouse who's reluctant to provide information because they want to protect their privacy, and they are not filing, and they think, why should I have to do that? And the answer is basically, if you want your debtor, your filing spouse to receive a discharge, they're going to have to provide that information, and you need to help them by cooperating. On the asset side of the equation, let's talk about real estate. If real estate is titled as husband and wife, or two married people, then and one of them files, and the property is titled in the name of or in the form of tenants by the entirety, which has to be verified on the deed, then unsecured creditor, unless there are joint unsecured creditors, the house will be protected from the bankruptcy case. If there are joint unsecured creditors and there's equity in the real estate, then the debtor has to worry about the trustee who is administering the case demanding payment from the debtor of the joint debts. That can oftentimes be negotiated, a reasonable settlement, but it cannot be ignored because ultimately the trustee has a lot of power and could seek to even sell property that in order to satisfy joint unsecured debt. Now, if the debtor, the filing spouse, has a joint car loan or another secured loan, that would not be something you have to worry about. That is, secured debt is treated differently than unsecured debt. Now, if you're worried about whether you have joint debt or not, then I recommend joint unsecured debt. Then I recommend that both the filing spouse and the non-filing spouse obtain credit reports prior to filing the bankruptcy case to verify whether there is any joint unsecured debt. I'm talking about things like joint credit cards, joint signature loans, unsecured loans. So I hope that has been useful, and we'll be back soon.